This is Marketplace from APM. I'm Kai Rizdal. Defense Secretary James Mattis was in Brussels this week, meeting with defense ministers from the 28 NATO member countries. Meetings in which Mattis said, and I'm paraphrasing here, y'all need to pay your fair share or we are going to rethink this whole common defense thing. Marketplace's Andy Euler has that one.
How much should NATO members spend on defense? The question isn't new. What is the United States' approach to getting allies to spend more? Charles Kupchin is a fellow with the Council on Foreign Relations and former Special National Security Assistant to President Obama.
The Obama administration generally relied on encouragement and arm twisting. The Trump administration seems more inclined to rely on threat. You better spend 2% of GDP on defense or else.
That 2% is a goal, not a requirement. Of the alliance's 28 members, only 5 spend that. Poland, Britain, Estonia, Greece, and the United States, which spends about 3.5%. Europe's biggest economy, Germany, spends just 1.2%. Daniel Kochis is with the Heritage Foundation.
It's very disheartening. Clearly, Germany is not where it should be and needs to be. And I think even their defense minister recently acknowledged that.
European nations tend to spend more on things like healthcare and unemployment benefits and less on defense. That's a problem for the U.S., says Nora Bensahel. She's a military analyst at American University.
You know, the question was, should the United States keep, you know, continuing to support NATO in a strong and vibrant way, given that you could accuse the NATO allies of free riding?
But with Russia's annexation of Crimea and the ongoing threat from ISIS, some believe the issue isn't how much individual nations pay, but whether NATO's overall budget is big enough. I'm Andy Euler for Marketplace.